Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will sit down with the four winter sports head coaches for the Humboldt Wildcats to discuss their holiday plans and traditions as they embark on their winter break before the calendar flips over to the second half of the season in January. Our first guest is Humboldt head girls basketball coach Rod Mooney on his holiday tradition.
Hopefully it's getting everybody together. As my kids get older and our parents get older, it's tougher and tougher to get together, but try to find time to meet with both my side of the family and my wife's side of the family and try to enjoy some time together.
If you had to pick a favorite movie around the holiday season, what would be the choice?
Oh, it's A Christmas Story for me. Little Ralphie has a place in my heart.
Is there a traditional meal that gets cooked around the holidays every year? Something famous we should know about?
Not necessarily a traditional meal, although it's pretty much whatever my wife makes.
With the new year coming up too, what do you look forward to the most about 2024, whether it be basketball or just upcoming year in general?
I guess I'm looking forward to, watching my kids get older and kind of move on and carry on with their lives and do the things that they do and,
What excites you the most about your team when that calendar flips over?
I think we're playing an exciting kind of basketball. I think they're fun to watch. And I think, as the season progresses, typically teams that shoot the ball just kind of keep shooting the ball better and better and better with all the reps they're getting in the season. So I'm hoping to watch our team continue to expand what we're doing and just keep getting a little bit better at it as we go and, keep making adjustments to try to help our kids get better, more open looks. Try to keep playing fast and enjoying, how we play with each other.
Appreciate it, Coach, and I want to wish you and the family a happy holiday season.
You too.
Humboldt Wildcats head boys basketball coach Jason Thurm tells us what he has in store for the holiday season.
The boys that are out of the house, I guess all three of them are at college. One of them is married and he's in graduate school. And the other two, Jacob, the senior at Northwestern College, and then Josh was a freshman over there. Both of them will be arriving home shortly after their finals. And my oldest son, Isaac, and his wife, Chelsea, eventually we'll make it back here too. And so we'll have a full house to get together. Basically, it's like a glorified frat house. It's just love being around each other. And there's just a ton of energy and enthusiasm and them getting together. And then you add to that the holidays. Hopefully everybody's going to be healthy, but we'll be spending a lot of time together. We hope to get over the fall and watch it. That's usually a holiday tradition for us. Usually it's after Christmas, but the way the schedule works out this year, try to shoot over there before Christmas and catch a game there. That's something that we always look forward to. Then it's just all about family time. Traditions for us, Christmas Eve, we usually host my parents and then Tracy's mom and well, it'd be a little bit different this year because her husband Russ passed away this past spring. So a little bit of a change, and that'll be a struggle too. But just looking forward to it together with everybody there on that Christmas Eve. Tracy usually cooks up a good meal for us, and we get to hang out Christmas Eve. And then we'll be heading over to the church on Christmas Eve night. And my wife is one of the leaders in the drama that will be put on during the Christmas service. Christmas Eve is real special like that because we get some of the extended family together, and then on Christmas Day, the immediate family, and that's a really special time. I enjoyed that over the years where Tracy and I and the boys and get up in the morning, hopefully not too early, and enjoy just all the gift exchange and then just hanging out all day with things, good food and good fellowship there. Then eventually we'll head over to my parents, see my side of the extended family, and we don't get a lot of time with them either. And dad's having some health issues too, so it's just one of those things too that really makes you appreciate the season and the time together. So we're looking forward to all of it.
Is there a traditional food that's always cooked up every year at the Thurm household around this time of year?
On Christmas Eve, my wife always has lasagna. She makes them awesome lasagna. So she'll make up a couple pans of that, get the bread that goes with it, and we'll devour all that. And then my mom is well known around the state for her baking, and I'd put her up against anybody with that. So she's always good with the Christmas goodies, and she'll bring over a huge plate of that. Kind of just a little appetizer, little taste.
favorite holiday Christmas movie. Do you have one off the top of your head?
I love Elf. I've probably seen it 25, 50 times or whatever, and it never gets old. It's a balance. It's just laugh. Christmas Vacation, pretty funny, too. It's Clark Griswold and Cousin Eddie, you can't go wrong with those two either. I like The Christmas Story, or what is it, Christmas Story. Yeah, I love that.
As we look forward to New Year's as well, what do you look forward to the most with the calendar flipping over both on the basketball court and off of it?
It'll be a nice time coming up here, just getting a break and just trying to get recharged. I think the boys will be looking forward to that too as well. They come off of football and the fall sports, and there's just a lot. It's like a little bit of a race to get everything ready to go. And the break will be nice in that regard, just to get away a little bit and spend some time with family. So I'm really looking forward to this group continuing to gel. I feel like the last few times out here, we've really seen some promising things, and I'm excited to continue to work with that and to continue to try to develop that and see what this group can do. It's a great group to be around. Kids, they're workers, they're winners.
Well, Coach, appreciate you taking some time to join us, and want to wish you happy holidays to you and your family.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Humboldt Head Boys Wrestling Coach Chan Beeman has his own holiday traditions within the Beeman family.
What is a typical Beeman family Christmas like around this time of year?
Every year we go to my parents on Christmas Eve. I guess a tradition that we have, my grandma's spaghetti and meatballs recipe we have for our dinner on Christmas Eve. And so all of the Beemans, all my brothers and sisters come back. We're spread out all across the United States, but we make it back for Christmas Eve. And I guess that would be our tradition there. And then we always go to my wife's side of the family then on Christmas Day. That's kind of been probably the last 15 plus years we've done it that way. And the whole spaghetti and meatballs, that grandma's awesome recipe, and nice at that time of year to remember those people and how dear they were to us, and we'll keep that rolling.
If you had to pick a favorite movie for the holidays, Christmas time, is there one?
I would say, and I always make my kids watch it, even though I've seen it probably 40 times, It's a Wonderful Life. I think my dad always made us watch it growing up. I don't know, I just kind of carried that on with my own family. We don't do that there on Christmas Eve, but we make sure to do that at some point in time at our house and our household.
And is there a favorite part of the holidays that you enjoy the most personally?
The nice thing, especially during wrestling season, that the kids need a break. It's nice to have some time off and just relax with family and kind of get away from the wrestling mat for a little while and get recharged with the people around you that love you most. It's probably just that little break in the season that gets you hungry for the second half.
Speaking of wrestling season second half, we've got the new year coming up, 2024. What do you look forward to the most? What gets you most excited about 2024, both on and off the mat?
On the mat, you know, we're hoping to kind of have our lineup finalized by about mid-January. And we have some kids that are trying to get down to weight now right before break. I don't think you've seen our best lineup yet, so kind of excited for that. We see some outstanding competition in January. Our conference tournament, leading up to our conference tournament, we have some really talented teams in the conference again this year, which makes that exciting. Postseason rolls around, that's when we really get excited. Really did split up the NCC, and normal years we'll have five or six of us in the same district battling it out. And this year they really spread everybody out. So the further you move into the season, the more excited you get, and that's a big reason why we make the kids take a break over break here, because we want them to be excited. And sometimes if you don't give enough of a break, and it's hard to, you know, to build that back up, and, you know, kids get burnt out. But we want them excited and hungry. Off the mat, hey, I'm just happy to be here for another year and looking forward to the new year.
Well, Coach, appreciate you taking the time to chat for the holidays, and want to wish you and the family a happy holidays and a happy new year as well.
Humboldt Wildcats head girls wrestling coach Andy Newell has some exciting plans for the upcoming holiday.
Well, we head to Minnesota. Both my wife and I are from Minnesota, so we head up there. We do Christmas with both sets of families up there, and we'll generally open our family gifts on Christmas morning. This year, we've kind of got a surprise for my son. We are going to the Vikings game on Christmas Eve at the Lions, so that'll be a fun experience for him. So we're going to open gifts on the 24th this year. But other than that, our typical Christmas is go up, spend time with family up there.
Do you typically have any family traditions that you do around the holidays?
We do. Every year when we're setting up our Christmas tree, it's kind of one of those funny things that we started when the kids were young. We have a Christmas tree topper that's a star, and it's a cutout star with like tassel and stuff like that. We always take our picture. Each of us takes a picture with our face in the middle of the star, and that's kind of one of those things that we do every year. The kids kind of do it begrudgingly some days, but it's all right. They have to do it anyways.
Is there a favorite holiday meal that's always favored around the Newell household this time of year?
We are stovetop stuffing people. Just good. We generally do like a smoked ham for Christmas, and then we're all big cheesecake people, so any kind of cheesecake, generally, we hammer that one.
Yeah, that stuff sounds pretty good. If you had to pick a favorite Christmas movie, what would be that choice for you?
I really am a National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation guy. I think that is a classic. It's hard to go wrong with Chevy Chase and his heyday.
Classic. That's a great choice. With the new year coming up and the calendar flipping over to 2024, what are you looking forward to the most on the mat for the girls with this wrestling program, but also off the mat for the upcoming year for you?
So for the girls, I'm excited to get some more good competition. You know, great measuring stick to see where we're at. And then for me personally, entering my last semester of grad school, so that's pretty exciting.
And where are you currently studying at?
I'm studying at Morningside University in Sioux City. It's an online teaching program.
Well, congratulations on that as well in the upcoming year. And appreciate you joining us here. Have a great holiday season and a happy new year.
Thanks, Matt. Happy holiday to you, and go Vikes.
Go Lions. But appreciated. Thank you.
That will wrap up this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.